Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Friends, family, and loved ones, I bet you haven't purchased a Father's Day gift yet. Now, have you? Not to fear. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming are here. And I'm talking about my friends at Manscaped. They're saving the day yet again with a total package for the father figure in your life this year. Have him join the 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Let's start with the ultimate Father's Day MVP, the Performance Package 4.0. In this package, you're going to find the signature lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, brand new weed whacker 2.0 ear and nose trimmer, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. And you can't forget my favorite. It's the moneymaker. Manscaped has changed the game with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit for fathers all around the world. If his grooming routine is already dialed in, make sure you hook him up with Manscaped Boxers 2.0. These are without a doubt the best boxers for men all ages. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Promo code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Promo Bubba. Make this Father's Day one he won't forget with Manscaped. Lummy, we live yet?
Brett, are we up on Twitch?
Brett's got his thumb up his ass.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up from Brett, and we are live on BAR. It's going to be probably about 15 seconds until they hear it on TuneIn.
Oh, there's the, that looks pretty damn good right there. We're live on Twitch. Woo! It's been a while.
Hello.
Hi, Twitch. Oh, they did a hype job.
We made sure to put it up for this one.
Of course you did, Lummy, because you and Rad are just so on top of it.
With the macho kicker.
I was just eating yogis.
And you're just eating yogis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you abandoned your fasting?
No, but I've just scaled it back. Scaled it back like we talked about.
Because it was getting borderline unhealthy.
Yes.
Because you're so fucking competitive.
I'm just obsessive and compulsive. So, you know.
Healthy, meritorious like, people.
18 hours is good. 20 is better.
Hi,
24, 26, 36.
I'm 22 hours. Let's go 23 next week.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, no, I hit 23. Let's go 24.
It was
okay.
Getting out of control.
24, I got it. How about 20? Let's see if I can do 26.
100%.
Let's see if I can do 40.
Yep. 45 was my longest.
Hall of Famer.
Are you serious?
BRN.
Yeah.
45?
Remember that weekend I went and I just didn't eat the entire weekend.
I bet you were impossible. I mean, were you fucking at all that weekend or anything?
I think Blitz was out of town.
Yeah, as I say, man, like, you. Good luck on having any type of positive interaction with any human being when you don't eat for 44 fucking hours.
Like, there would be moments where I'd feel a little lightheaded, but when I would push through, I'd feel fine on the other side.
God, you're fucking weird. When I push through.
It was a spiritual experience.
I mean, I ain't pushing through anything.
This hype train is sponsored by all the resubs.
Woo!
Oh, thank you for all the resubs. And hopefully you're using your Prime membership so it ain't costing you shit, my friend. And we're going to do two in your... You guys will get accustomed. We'll be here Tuesdays. Yeah. Tuesdays, right?
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Level 5.
Twitch Tuesday.
63%.
Level 5 is a... Now, is that used to be... That used to be a completed hype train, but
once
now they
just... Once we completed level 5.
Now they just keep it going, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
R.C. Hellman. Gifted.
How
Hall of Fame.
How many?
10 subs. Hall of Fame. R.C. Hellman.
So I'm just going to, for some of you for Twitch people, we've made some big-time visual effects.
Hall of Fame RC Hellman, 1,000 bits.
That's Thank you, Hall up. Of Famer. Let me, we got to start kind of thinking about Hall of Fame and rings. And
oh, yeah.
I got an email yesterday from my ring girl. She's like, hey, we got to be thinking about this year's, or next year's ring. I'm like, I know. She's like, I got a couple ideas. I'm like, okay, send them. So I'm looking. She said, I got an idea what I want, but I want to see if she, you know, if she's, maybe they got some kind of new
kind of like how the Bucks and I think the Chiefs have it where you can uncap the top.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have that.
Oh, dang.
That's probably top. That's probably $500-$600 just to get that ability. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, never mind.
All aboard.
So, I mean, we can just keep the hype train going. It's going to, yeah. I mean, we can't, I mean, like, you know, we got to get into a show a little bit here.
Love 08.
I texted Dan a little bit earlier and I'm like, are you okay? Hold on. Everything is okay. Everything's cleared up. Of course, that's what he would be saying if he just wanted this to go away.
Of course.
Right.
But
Country Girl 92, 1500 bits.
Oh, what's up, Country Girl? And then yo titties.
What's up, Country Girl? I haven't seen you in a heard or.
And yo titties. How yo titties doing?
Yeah, Dr. Dan, your wife can't. She doesn't know we're on Twitch.
Yeah, she has no idea. By the way, the screen behind me is going to eventually be bigger and maybe more centered. Let me, do we need to make it a little bit lower, maybe? And I don't even know what the fuck we're going to do. Rat, what are we doing?
I say a little lower.
Does it make you dizzy at all?
No. Does it make you?
No.
But can
I
you
like being dizzy.
Can you imagine, you know, now this is a demo. This is a demo graphics
package. I understand.
Package. And so we'd have, let me, all of our shit in there, yeah. You know, like, you know, Skag mowers. Tampa Tarpon.
Some of those Felix the Cat, you know.
Yeah, Logan's. Felix.
Yeah.
You know, Bubba the Love Sponge, and Bubba, then, you know, the Bubba Army, and then
the
Hall
Amazon
of Famer
link.
Heather Wiz, and then the Amazon link, and then the fucking Twitch link, and then the Twitter link, and then the fucking Anna Hummel's panties.
My panties.
What kind of panties do you got on right now?
Granny.
Really? For real?
I'm not fucking kidding you. Do you want me to show you the band?
No, I do not want to. See, no further.
Thick band.
You got you some grannies on today, for real?
I wear them every fucking day.
Are they just more comfortable?
Oh, I can say fucking. Yeah, I like them. They're up to my belly button, and they cover my full ass, and I love them. Bubba, I love them.
So, but like, you know, like if you're ever trying to be hot, like, you know, those they're not the hottest things in the world, are they?
You know what? Bliss doesn't mind them when I wear just like the granny panties with like a t-shirt.
Okay.
Like an oversized t-shirt.
I get that.
Sort of deal. He likes the little booty shorts more.
Yeah. I mean, us guys love.
Or nothing at all. But honestly, granny panties are my fucking favorite. I don't know anybody. I don't understand how people lounge around in a thong. You got something in your butthole. It sucks. I hate it.
And your ass is just hanging out.
Yeah. It's like there's no coverage, but there kind of is. It's like it's not comfortable.
No coverage on your cunt. I like that.
I didn't say that.
You didn't?
Said there's no coverage, but there kind of is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you said no coverage.
Yeah,
on your
I
cunt.
Said it.
But
nonetheless, there's not as much as a granny offers.
Oh,
right?
No, you get the full like diaper effect. I love.
I mean, with
it.
With a granny, I mean, you know, you got full coverage on there,
full
right?
Full coverage, front to back, up to down.
Yeah, I mean, your genitalia is absolutely smothered
like
and
it
covered.
All, like,
is it
tucked
not?
In? Yeah, I just like it all tucked in. It's literally up to my belly button. I'm not kidding.
Lemmy, what kind of underwear do you? What kind of underwear do you? Like, I wear
boxer briefs.
That's what I wear. Boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Rhett, what do you wear?
Boxer briefs.
Yeah. Everyone does.
On the big side.
Not fucking Macho Man. I bet he wears fucking full blown teabags.
Got them tighties.
Oh yeah, I got me some fucking bodybuilder posing teabags. Yeah, yeah,
you
oh, say yeah.
The cheetah print.
Cheetah.
Like the party boy thong from Jackass.
Exactly. Macho Man wears party boy thong shit. You know he does.
Oh, of course.
So
golden.
We're still in the middle of a motherfucking
sure,
hype train.
Level 9.
I mean, should I keep it going now? I mean, do we kind of like running in the background?
Yeah, I mean, the more numbers, the more people come in, the more resubscribes and RC Hellemans.
I mean, maybe we can get to level 10. We got 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh, for sure.
At least
100%, as Lemmy would say.
Get to 10. Anna, have you looked at the Paul Oakenford...
Oakenfold.
Paul Oakenfold.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it before. I can't remember. But yeah, he's huge in the like EDM old school DJ
scene.
Did you go
to the to
I've
the,
definitely seen him.
Did you go to the music festival this year?
Sunset.
Yeah, the Sunset. Wasn't that Memorial Day?
No, I did not.
Yeah, last weekend. No, she didn't.
You didn't?
No, I did not.
But hold on, can I ask a question?
Because you're Jewish?
Because I'm Jewish?
Yeah.
Don't you usually go?
I've been once before. Bubba, I feel so bad. I was supposed to get a bunch of content for these people, and I couldn't go. I couldn't fucking do it.
Well, hold on.
Why? Because it sucked, or
no? Well, I didn't go. I wouldn't know if it sucked.
Hold on.
You, did Macho said it sucked?
Did you? Oh. Did you get any media passes or anything?
Sure did, Bubs.
Why didn't you tell me about it? I didn't get a chance to promote it or nothing for you.
Well, I kind of knew I wasn't going for a minute.
But we should have at least air checked.
I did. We did, and I sent it to them. And they appreciated that, and I felt.
But I could have done. I could have done a whole more. You,
I know,
a bad girl.
Correct. I was just hoping it would just be ignored.
You were just hoping that I was going to forget. Let's just be honest. Let's just be dead honest.
Yeah.
Like I do most things around here.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just,
if I just
got,
don't
you
talk
just got,
about them,
you
they go away.
Your ass called out just now.
I got my ass called out.
Yeah. So you went. You name gamed Willie. Yeah. You know, used the show, whole nine yards. You probably had some badass fucking passes.
Can I
passes,
tell you something?
Passes that most people would fucking die for.
Oh, I know. Can I tell you something, Bubba?
Yeah.
I am obsessed with trying to get as many media passes to as many things as I can, even things I don't even want to go to. I just want to see if I can get them. It's this weird fucking game I play.
I know, but don't you know that I should probably know about this? If you're
no,
using,
I do. And
if you're using my shit?
Yes, and ever since you've asked me to forward you whatever I have.
I've not gotten one.
Well, I know, because I haven't. I've just moved, man.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Dealing with a lot of shit.
So, honest to God, bitch, what kind of passes did you have?
It was full media passes,
full,
2 days.
Yep. Full.
Probably like... $300 value.
Meanwhile, Macho Man went and could have fucking, I mean, for real.
I didn't know he was going to go.
He could have got Macho those passes.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Macho.
And he could have gotten content from me.
He could have complained the whole time with his great tickets.
I know. I feel bad. I couldn't go. I was fucked up.
Bubba, I sent you a song that Macho wanted you to play from Paul Okafor.
All right.
From Saw? Know.
I don't.
Hold on here.
Oh, yeah, it's off.
Alcohol.
Hold on.
So many things.
Oh, yeah, this is the kind of shit I go ahead and pump my workout to.
Yeah.
I super shit back and shoulders with this bongomer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, just like standard.
He's on the ground doing push ups right now.
Yeah.
He said girls. He said it's about girls just want sex and money.
So, Anna.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What?
Is there any words? Or is
I don't fucking know.
Macho? Yes, he says there's words.
Oh, like, go forward.
Doing bicep curls right now. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Get ready.
What is it called? Sex and money?
Sex and money. Stand by. Hold on.
Girls just want sex and money.
Girls just want sex and money.
He said fast forward a little bit. He said it's a long intro.
Could have been there, TDM, pounding her head, fucking.
I know.
Hold on, we're gonna dive into this. I'm not letting this go, bitch, like you think I am. Let me mark down a GD for her.
Oh!
Yep.
I know how Dan feels.
For the daily scorecard, she might be a negative.
She is a negative.
Quark. Well, this guy's in a lot of trouble because he said that, like, supposedly he's, you know, big time, and the record label, was providing, like, an assistant for him or something, and she says that he was jacking off in front of her.
One of those gimmicks.
Yeah, one of those Louis C.K. deals.
This might be a career ender.
Really?
Well, it's not kids.
Depends on how he decides to react to it.
Yeah, well,
if he takes it on the chin, then maybe he can come back one day.
Well, Bass Nectar.
Louis came back.
Well, Bass Nectar was accused of hooking. He was another big DJ.
Bass Nectar.
Yeah. But this was a minor deal. He was like fucking around with, I think, some 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds. I've never heard from him since. That was like 3 years ago.
Okafor, whatever his name is.
Paul, please.
Paul Okafor said that he calls it an attempt to ruin his reputation and extort him. That this 24-year-old woman is trying to extort him.
When did it happen again? Let me look it up. He claimed it happened like 10 years ago or something.
Should we play a little Paul Okafor while
while we
are listening?
Yeah.
I got the article right here, Anna.
All right.
So I had it.
I lost it.
years after.
There it is. All right, they're claiming this happened in 2022.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if this was like, oh, back in 2001. But no, it's apparently he's
looks like she wants
a 22-year-old, 24-year-old.
She wants $25,000 in damages.
No, no, no. She wants more than that, Lummi. That's a threshold. That's a legal threshold.
Variety of damages in excess of.
Yeah, see? Was I not right, Anna?
Yeah, you're
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Lummi, unfortunately, I've been so many part of so many lawsuits that it's... when you said that, I knew exactly that it's not 25. She's seeking more than 25. That's that is a legal threshold, they always say, over $25,000. A-lister DJ and Swordfish soundtrack composer Paul Okafor.
Oakenfold,
who has been accused of sexual harassment in the workplace violations by a former assistant.
It's like a gremlin.
In a lawsuit filed in L.A., Superior Court by an individual identified only as Jane Roe, probably represented by Glory Aldred, a 24-year woman. The plaintiff alleges that the two companies ran by CEO Paul Stepanek.
That's his, like, I guess, government name.
Oh, that's his government name?
I think so, right?
New Frequency Management and Stepanek Management, Okenfold, and various John Does violated her employment rights, seeking a variety of damages in excess of $25,000. The five-claim complaint declares that shortly after taking a job in about a year ago, October of 22... at the management company, she was assigned to be, how do you say his name?
Okenfold.
Okenfold's personal assistant.
Yeah.
For $20 an hour.
Not bad.
Jane Roe worked out of the home of the Grammy nominated DJ who has
Mr. Dryenfold.
What's that? Oh my God.
I said Mr. Dryenfold.
Dad joke over here.
What am I missing?
Nothing. R.C. Hellerman Hall of Famer, 3,000 bits.
Yeah, well, Lummi, we got like 33 seconds to get. We got like 30.
It's going to cut it off to
it. Come on. Can somebody throw me something real
100
fast?
100 bits will do it.
100 bits. If I just can get 100 bits, that's like.
I think a free prime reset might even do it at this point.
I feel like a fucking telethoner, and I hate when I do that, but when we get that close.
Hollow 21, 100 bits.
I think we're going to fucking.
Went from 96 to 97. Oh.
Oh no.
It didn't
He's
register.
Slowing down on the backstretch.
We talk about fucking getting fucked.
Level 10.
Not in a good way.
We got fucked hard, not in a good way.
Level
life.
10, 98%.
98.
This is all Alex Okafor's fault.
Oh my God.
Sex and money.
Huh. Yeah, well, and lawsuits.
Yep.
That sucks. You know, I don't mind if we miss a freight train, Lummi, by like a hype train. A hype train by like, you know, 10 points, 86%, 59%. Because we went pretty good, level 10. But when we go to 98%, and you motherfuckers can't even throw down a dollar.
Holland 21 and Bubba Army Grunt tried, but Twitch said no.
414 bits at the deadline.
Fucking
wasn't enough to make the cut.
Twitch.
Dang.
So fucking stiff.
We love this platform.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, you're the best ever.
Pretty much the best ever.
WWE and Twitch just signed a deal.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They did?
Yeah.
They sure did.
God bless.
Live Golf and PGA also signed a deal.
That's great. They're getting rid of those. They're getting rid of us's and putting those's in. I get it. I'd rather have those people than me, too.
Oh.
I mean, right? I mean, that's a better better call. Let's get rid of Bubba and bring in the WWE. I mean, fuck, that's a no brainer, ain't it? I mean, that right?
Yeah, we can watch Raw,
brother.
Oh,
I'm always getting fucked by the wrestling business.
Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Once you have me, I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing up my phone, saying, "Baby, I want to come home." There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
So, Anna, you fucking damn it, you bitch.
Yeah, I fucked up.
You probably got two fucking passes for you and whoever, probably Blitz, to go out there to the fucking Sunshine Music Festival.
Sunrise.
They're about probably, what, how much did it cost? How much is a day? How
for
much?
A pass, for a
how
two
much,
day
how
pass?
Yeah, two, for a 2 day pass.
Well, I'd probably say about $300. $250.
Yeah, and you got two of them.
Yeah, two of them.
So that's $500.
What did Macho spend on his tickets that he had to
oh
go sit in the,
so sorry,
the bullshit section that he
Rhett,
did?
Rhett, what type of what, the jobber ass fucking back row willies that Mach had?
Back row, it's open festival.
What do you have to pay for the back row willies?
Maybe between $80-$100 to get in the gate.
Yeah,
for the day.
And I guarantee you, bitch, you even had parking and everything, didn't you? Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
There was no parking, but Florida Stanley offered up.
I bet you had the air conditioned can as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Exclusive Bradford media Power, area. $100 on the couch.
VIP open bar.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, yeah. Hold on.
You had that too?
No, I didn't.
You had AC?
No, no. She's lying. fucking bitch is lying.
No, I think Macho Man saw the media pass plays.
Yeah, Macho Man's the one back here chiming in. He's the one telling me to ask.
Where's Macho
so
Man?
Sorry, hold on,
he's on slate. He should be.
Macho Man. Where if you were full media credentialed up like she was, where did that you probably know, where did that get you?
I wasn't there.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's garbage, dubstep, and trap.
Macho Man hates the festival. It's he has had nothing good to say about it back
then
here.
Why'd you guys fucking rub my belly like I had some insight in here to shove it up
come on
his
Macho
ass.
Man. Yeah.
Oh, man. Bubba, you and I were both believing
hold on,
it.
Anna.
Yep.
Be honest, one way, Anna.
Sure.
What did a media pass... And I could probably go research what a media pass for the
It would have just been like a day pass or 2 day pass. It would have been about $300.
I understand.
Yeah,
but like
and
what
two of them? So
what
six.
Privileges do you get for that? I mean,
think,
I'm sure
honestly,
you probably get to go to some areas that most people can't go to.
Yeah, probably VIP bathrooms, but that's it. There's no like special seating. It's just an open festival that you walk around.
I mean, but
stuff.
Your media, can you go backstage? Can
they,
you
honestly? They offered to if I wanted to do interviews with. DJs, but I don't give a fuck about these DJs.
Wow, look at that.
Oh.
What, you want to interview a DJ on your show?
No.
Who's doing their set at 3 p.m.?
No,
they're not asking for, Cascade or something.
I'm good.
Are you mad at me?
No.
I just knew that you wouldn't be interested in interviewing.
I know, but I would like to have known that you're having these conversations with, so I could have, I would have,
I here's
the deal.
I promise you, you
would
have been like, who the fuck is that?
No, here's the deal. I would have, knowing how cool that music festival is and that eventually we could probably find some young people to go, I would have maybe provided a few more air checks for you to give them to really, really get them pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, and really, really like feel like, man, this is a content person that came through, up and beyond. Like when I did my NHRA deal, when I went up there, I feel as if I really, really gave them a lot.
Above and beyond.
Yeah.
And no,
so
and we did.
I don't think we went.
I sent them two air checks.
Yeah. But I don't really remember really putting it over like we could have.
No, we did. We did. And Rhett was kind enough to cut them up and I sent them over and they really appreciated that. So they got their promo.
What's your next conquest?
I don't
conquest?
Know. I've been just kind of like laying low because I got a lot of things going on.
So you
on.
Had these passes and what? You're like, fuck it,
well,
I don't want to go. And you've
no,
gone before.
Well, here's the thing.
And you had the fucking full-blown passes.
Booba, listen, I didn't plan it well because I didn't realize we only planned our New York trip like three weeks before we went. So it was New York. I come back, I have to go to work, so I get back at like 11 p.m., I'm waking up at 5 a.m., I was exhausted, then I had to move that weekend, and then I got my period, like the Friday or Saturday before sunset, and I was just like, fuck this, I can't go, so I didn't go.
You didn't
sorry.
Tell the promoter that, did you?
No, I sent all the forms, all the release forms, and then I just didn't follow up.
Oh, so they know they didn't issue anything.
Yeah, like I guess they would have expected some contact, but no one ever contacted me, so I felt bad. But what am I going to do? I literally felt like shit.
I mean, if you go to an event and you see that bitch backstage fucking yucking it up because she can use and you're back there being a jobber, you have the permission to go and fucking smash her like you did Dan today.
You're volunteering at Hangout Fest?
Yeah,
and she's backstage in the AC. You're schlepping drinks,
right?
Yeah.
And bringing her beers.
I will cut this down and remember this.
I'm sorry. I felt bad, but I couldn't go.
I should have never even given you that privilege to start doing that.
I'm sorry,
but
it's just such a fun game.
I may have to take it away from you, though.
Please don't.
Like, you know, you can.
I've tried to get all of us free stuff. Not to that thing, but most things.
What? Like, when's the last time that you said, hey, listen, you know what? I bet you Bubba and Lummy and Dan and Rat, they might want to go to X, Y, and Z. So I'm going
to
go in.
I reached out to Hamburger Mary's for drag brunch. No one was interested.
Yes. It's almost like me saying that I did the Tarpons game for you, Anna.
Thank you. I've been twice. I liked it.
Oh, but of which, well, Lummy, we got to start promoting that.
Yeah.
A little bit better.
June 30th.
Maybe.
Yeah, Felix, I made us a video. We'll have it.
Yeah, Felix
for you.
The cat.
Yeah. He did
a video
for it. Yeah.
A couple videos.
And Red has a couple videos for it.
Yep.
They're
so
super excited. Sold a lot of tickets. Oh, I need everyone's shirt size and who wants a hat? Because we all get free shirts and hats.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We do.
Small and yes, please on the hat.
All right. First of all, they could literally be saying we're giving a free bag of shit, and as long as it's free, Anna would be like, "Fuck yeah, man! I'll take that bag of free shit."
Oh, it's a flex for that too.
It's beef jerky. Make it too.
Yeah, literally, bitch doesn't eat. Listen, you know what? We're giving away free fucking hamburgers. Okay, they're wrapped up in this little bag, and you can just eat them when you want, and they're free. They're 100% fucking free. Okay, and they're not cheap hamburgers too. They're big quarter pounder motherfuckers. Okay, Anna would take them, look at them. I'll tell you what the fucking weird bitch would do: go into the bathroom, in the girls' bathroom, like she's gonna take a shit, and she would squish them. Squish these fucking things in her hands, and she'd squish the shit out of these hamburgers
because
they were free.
Yeah.
She'd go like, oh, fuck, yeah, I'm squishing these hamburgers, and guess what? I didn't pay a fucking nothing for them.
I love it. I fucking love it.
Free fucking hamburgers.
Brian from Philly, 1,000 bits.
To the fuck she would do.
100%. I just love it. I love the
Start
chase.
Looking out for your fellow mankind.
I have.
Especially... You know, since
And I did the food, Anna. I got you a salad. You know, I got you different things.
Thank you.
For the food.
For this upcoming one. Thank you.
But what size shirt do you want?
3.
Okay. And you want a flex fit hat, right?
Yes. Okay. Now, am I?
Do you get a snapback?
Am I?
If you still want to,
I'll take a snapback. Let me.
Oh, I'd love a snapback.
Okay, you're all getting flex fit. So
thank you. Thank you, Lummy.
Thank you. Small, please. Thank you.
I got credentials one time through the show for Creator Clash, and I got Lummy some. I was thinking of them.
Bubba was talking. Yes, Bubba?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I wasn't talking. I'm just over here. Can't believe Anna just fucking uses the show. Next thing you know, what, she getting a new fucking car?
The chicken sandwich store with Anna?
Yeah, I mean, Anna's taking... I mean, Anna... I know. Okay, here's the things I know of. I know of the music festival...
Yeah.
And I know of the something that was at amateur. No.
Oh, the Food and Wine Festival.
Food and Wine Festival. Yeah. And then there was another one in Cinco de Mayo.
I didn't go to that either.
Huh?
What? I didn't go to that either. Oh, that one I went to. Yes. There are a few Cinco de Mayo things.
Yes. If you were talking about the pitch, if you still want to do it, yes.
Anna may or may not be there.
Well, it's better. It's whether she can get credentialed or not. Right. So, Lummy, I mean, I don't know if I should do the pitch or not. What do you think? I mean, you know.
I think you have to.
I know you were talking about having your mom do it, but I'm
No, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Is your mama coming?
I don't know. I don't know if she's coming. Maybe.
There's a good amount of people coming out of from out of state, too, Bubba, for this.
By the way, where would people get information with regards to this?
TheBubbaArmy.com.
I'll post another link.
Now, and we also have it on our, I think it's on our Facebook, right? It's on our Insta.
Yep.
Is it on our TikTok?
No, we were going to do it with the new video we got on
All right,
the Twitter.
And how about on the Twitter?
The Twitter, that's what I mean. TikTok, it's on there, but Twitter, Twitter, we were going to use the new video.
And that puts you in our section. It's all you can eat, food. Lummy asked me to lay out the menu yesterday, and this is exactly what I told him.
Oh.
I said, Lummy, you fucking handle it. You know what I like. He goes, done. I go, throw in a couple weird Anna shits.
Yep.
That's what I said.
Awesome. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think of you. You don't think of us, although you use my name for everything, fucking bitch.
I think of you all the time.
The other show you worked for, you didn't have this kind of stroke. You couldn't get nothing for free over there. And I don't even know that they'd let you do it. I don't even know that
I never asked.
Yeah, exactly. Because you knew that corporately that could be a fucking problem.
Exactly. So I did it
because you know
table,
why.
But I did get a bunch of free shit.
Because you know why? Because the people that you work for work for Cox are not a general contracted. You know, I own my own network with the understanding to my affiliates that I have endorsements that I have on the books that I'm allowed to promote And I can organically promote anybody I want as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not plug or payola when you have when you're contractually, you have like a lot of the rate. One of the big disconnects and one of the reason why a lot of people at Cox hated me, and Anna, you don't even know this, is because literally I would get on the air and my contract with Cox stated that we had 8 breaks. And I had up to 8 avails that I could sell nationally as endorsements. So whether it be like a Redline Oil or a K&N.
And that would not go through the company? It was just straight to you?
It went straight to me.
Nice.
And the other other radio personalities are like, man.
That's not fair.
He's creating plug oil or a payola. Because, I mean, it's really, if you're a radio personality and you're on the radio. And you're doing an endorsement. Let's say we're talking about the Tampa Tarpons.
Yep.
And the Tampa Tarpons have not run that endorsement and all this through corporate. And you're just on your own doing your own shit. Then that's highly illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are like me or Howard Stern or another syndicated guy who you're not an employee of said company, you're a contracted syndicated show, and within your contract that you have with Cox, it states that you're allowed this many mentions or this many endorsements, and it's spelled out, it's not a problem. Oh. And in fact, what it causes is all types of fuckery. They get the other radio guys get mad as fuck.
Let me ask
mad
you this.
As absolute fuck, because you know, I had all eight, you know, I had 8 of my own endorsements. Then I had another 8 through Cox, you know, and that it made all those guys mad at me. That's where they started getting, you know, Bubba's a problem. Bubba's not in the building. We're going to try a new direction. That's why one of the reasons why they fired me, the sex tape. They fired me because of the sex tape and because they thought that we were not part of their family. Because we didn't do our show inside their studio.
Well, it was a lot of the people in the building, right? The
it was a big
DJs.
Bubba. It was a big, yeah, it was. It started with Calta, and then Drew participated in it. And, you know, Mike Oliveira spearheaded it. I mean, am I wrong, Anna?
No. Let me ask you a question about Plug Ola, because I would do this often. I would go to something, like say I would get free tickets, whatever. I'd go to it. I would just talk about my experience, and I never said I got free tickets. I was just like, oh, I went to this event. It was
Plug
super
Ola.
Cool. It is? That's a violation?
Yep.
Really?
Absolutely.
Even if I didn't say, hey, they
nope. If you
paid
receive,
me or,
if
hey,
you
they gave me free tickets.
If you receive something for free and then you mention them on the air, even in a I had a good time or
and
I
And not
went,
saying I got free tickets.
No. In fact, the only way it wouldn't be Plug Ola is if you would disclose that you got free tickets. Then it could potentially not be if you had any type of paper trail letting the company know you're doing said deal.
Hmm. But if I paid for the tickets, then obviously it's cool.
Oh, if you pay for the tickets, you can say you
can
go on.
But if you can't prove
on.
That I didn't pay for it, then
you better be able to prove. You better be able. To,
well, I never did any of that stuff, so let's just move on.
Well, it doesn't matter because you seem to got a whole operation going on here on me.
No, you know about everything.
Anna, she didn't have to do it. I mean, she'd have to do it all. She's just fucking bucking wild now.
Bucking wild.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Don't let me on.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Don't let me find out you're doing shit.
But a lot of stuff I've gotten tickets for, you don't want to go to, because you'd have to, like,
even though I
get
don't
in your
wanna,
car and go.
Even though I don't want to go to them, I need to know about them.
Yeah,
I need to know that one of my co-hosts is using the show's platform to be able to get something to better herself.
And to get content for the show, because I always get content anytime I do go.
Well,
yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Even when I went to New York, got content.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
See you tomorrow. Got content.
Just be transparent.
Yes.
Please.
Yes. God bless.
But that's how it started on Lummi, is they got this big, Bubba's a fucking, thinks he's bigger than us. You know, Bubba's, not part of the family. Bubba's hard to work with. There's a disconnect to the building. And now look, not only did your current morning guy is the one that made you, you know, had to write the big check to Hogan, but he does his
out of his house.
Yeah, like, what a fuck. Like, can that guy hack and emulate me anymore? I mean, as much of a problem as I was, you have completely got a copy of me that can't execute it nearly as good, or just, you know, at the end of the day, if you just compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges, that guy is not as good of a radio personality as I am.
I don't think he's ever been syndicated.
Period. And it fucking kills him. And it pisses me the fuck off that the way all this went down. It really does. But here I was thinking today, Lummi, like, we get our Twitter back.
Yep.
We're at almost 110,000.
Woo.
We're approaching 140,000 on our Facebook. We're approaching 100,000 on our YouTube channel. We're killing it on TikTok. We really haven't focused on Instagram. I think we were so late to the Instagram game that, you know, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to you, because I know that you run it, but it's just, I don't know that necessarily our world is Instagram friendly as it is other places. You know, like,
yes,
our world works well with YouTube, but I don't know if what we do works that well to move the needle on Instagram, so to speak.
Right.
So we're not a big juggernaut on Instagram, but nonetheless, digitally, before one terrestrial radio station pays me, digitally, we can support the show. That is paying the rent, paying the payroll, paying the bills, and, you know, making a living. I can sustain our business with just what we do digitally. Now, is there any, now all these radio personalities, and because we live in Tampa, we might as well be Tampa specific, because that's where we live, right?
Yeah.
And that's who we know. And that's who we hate. But is there any, and if I'm wrong, then please set me straight, but is there any of them, from Orlando to Calta to Drew, to any of them, that one, own 20 years worth of content that they can redistribute however way, and two, if they quit doing their little bullshit popsicle show, could they self-sustainable digitally? I don't know. I don't know that any of them. I mean, you can have your own studio all you want, but if you're not making any fucking money on it.
Can I ask you a question about a person in chat?
Who?
Is that Action Jackson?
Yes. Yes, it is Action Jackson.
Talking shit?
What's Action?
Oh, Jesus. Bubba, if you think about it, Mason Dixon, remember they did that news story on Fox 13?
Right.
I remember he did his own thing, and he's nowhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever.
No, but you know what I'm saying is that he didn't have his own stuff either. And they made a big deal.
Jackson saying, and why would he be being a dick right now? Because Action Jackson, I thought,
Well, you're just talking about repurposing Instagram stuff, like the shorts and the reels, which I do do. Whatever is sent to me, I always post. And I'm also encouraged to post things about my life and everybody else's life, whatever they send me. So, kindly.
Anna, you forget that you work on a mail. Hey, action. Nice seeing you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Deuces.
Bye-bye. Action. Stop. Put you know, for real. Yep, there you go. See you later, Action Jackson. You know, are you fucking kidding me, Action Jackson? I was good to you, man. Like for real.
He said he wasn't talking shit. He was trying to help out.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that, you know, I'm sorry.
I know. I'm just reading the message. Sorry.
Somebody said Blitz. I mean, I'm sorry. Blitz is the man. Said suck a dick. Action Jackson. Suck a dick. So anyway, I mean, I'm pretty proud of our growth. And now that we have even gone off Twitter, I'm sorry, Twitch, we have so many fucking different, like, you guys, my head, it's like a fucking Cat 5 tornado inside my fucking head with thoughts and fucking things I got to do and people I got to manage. And now I got Anna going full-blown plug hole on me. Full-blown plug hole.
Wasn't that one thing that happened?
Instead of Anna Hummel, it should be Anna plug hole.
Wasn't that a big thing about back in the day, like Tom the Tree Man, and didn't Kowtz also do that to you?
What's that?
Like always plugging your name and getting free shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean
like Hootie Hoo telling people he's a, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck Hootie Hoo.
Oh.
He won't even return the Crick's fucking messages now. Fucking, you know.
He's still on his inspirational entrepreneur journey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is he still posting?
Yeah,
still doing lives, motivating everybody.
Still owes me, you know, $7,000, $6,500. I'll never see that.
I don't know. In his video, he made it pretty clear that, you know, when you face a path in life or when you face an obstacle, you just kind of have to face it. You can't make excuses and all this and that.
Always posting a motivational shit?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's what he's writing his book about.
That should be.
That'd
be like me, like being Johnny fucking bodybuilder. You know what I'm saying? Be like, man, you know, if you really want to fucking get your abs in, you know, you should eat 1,800 square calories. And
well, hold on. In your defense, you at least have proof of you being fit. The movie's never been a success.
That's true. Thanks.
Sorry.
So anyway, I mean, it just I don't know that any of them have any type of brand, so to speak, outside of their little microcosm of Tampa, the Tampa TSA.
No. And like you said, they don't own any of their own content.
And what are you going to do? Because maybe not the music guys, but like Kalta and some of these other guys, it's going to end. It's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
It's regular radio is over. It's over. And you know what? If it doesn't end and they continue to allow you to do your bullshit little show, they're going to eventually pay you next to nothing. Next to nothing. I have some insiders. I mean, that fat ass has gone from 400 to 250 to 125 to 75. I mean,
75?
That's where he's at this year.
No way.
Yep.
On
this 1 year extension.
75,000.
So what the fuck are you going to do? Eventually, you got to say no. And eventually, you've got to build something that you can make a living or get out of the fucking business. But I will have the last fucking laugh. I promise you, I will have the last laugh.
Well, I'm very excited about things coming up.
Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Won't you have me? I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing on my phone saying, baby, I want to come home. There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
Hall of Fame, the Bubba Lights. 1,000 bits.
What up?
Thank you, the Bubba Light. So what they said? They said that this Oakenfold guy.
You got it.
Would jack off in front of this girl.
And it sounded like it started on her first day.
For real?
That's what she said. Started her first day. He did it multiple times.
Starting on Jane Rose, first day for a total of 4 separate dates. Oakenfold allegedly exposed himself and masturbated in front of her on one date in particular, November of last year. The DJ allegedly did so 4 times in a single day. What, just showing his ween? Like,
crazy.
Just throwing the ween? Just showing your ween?
He can masturbate 4 times in a day.
He also allegedly once performed the act in the vehicle, according to the filing.
He was horny.
Man, I got to tell you, I would never have a female employee.
Like a personal assistant?
Well.
Not in this day and age. Fuck that.
Mm-mm.
Asking for trouble.
No way.
Unless she was like, she got to be, like,
feel comfortable.
Be ugly.
I know you're cool and shit, but I don't even like really.
Dude,
like,
I get it. I fucking get it.
Like, I don't even like really being alone in the room with you.
Completely understand.
And I'm not trying to be, you know, but here I am. All you would have to say is literally, you know what? Bubba came up and grabbed my tit.
He touched me.
And I didn't. I didn't touch you. I didn't touch your tit.
She ain't got any tits.
That's true.
Your Honor. Can I tell you something, Your Honor? I know I'm in a lot of trouble right now, but look at her tits. I mean, look at my girlfriend's tits.
Couldn't even grab them if I tried.
Right. Plus, she's wearing granny panties, Your Honor. You think I'm into that
disgusting.
Shit? Your Honor, please, look.
She's repulsive.
She's fucking repulsive. Your Honor.
That's your defense.
Yeah, I mean, Your Honor. Fucking bitch has granny panties and no titties, Your Honor. I mean, please. I mean, look at the bitch I got rolling around with. She's got titties and wears T-box. Yeah, I can grab those anytime I want.
Right.
One of those fucking raisins. Come on, Your Honor. Work with me here. I know I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
Honor, you better ever do any shit like that. Because one, I would never do that to you. But two,
why are you yelling
at me? Fucking Cox practically gave you a level 5 concussion, made you stupid as fuck, and you didn't even. I mean, and Kevin Hazlett, I remember Kevin Hazlett saying,
"There's money."
Kevin
here.
Took me aside.
Yeah.
Kevin took me aside and said, if all this shit went down the way it did, and it did go down that way because we watched it on a video.
Yeah.
So we watched it all.
And I told you about some behind-the-scenes stuff. But
right.
Yeah.
You know, getting checked out by a doctor, and they tell me you get your fucking ass back in there. And all
tell
kinda,
me to go eat and re-weigh in.
Right. Like, just all kinds of just really egregious, gross negligence. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, really, really not, does not look good for a corporation.
No, it does
at
not.
All. So Kevin's like, I'm telling you right now, without even blinking an eye, they would stroke her a $500,000 check right the fuck now.
Mm.
Do you feel bad about not doing it?
No, I agree to do it. I fucked up. Accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would fucking wrong me in that manner. I'd see you so fucking fast.
Yeah. I fucked up.
You did, man. You mentioned, you know how much you...
I just should have never done it to begin with.
How much you'd be balling right now if you had fucking made a half mil?
Yeah, I'd be pretty good.
You'd be like, fuck you, Bubba, and your bullshit show. I'm going to go do my own shit.
Yeah, I don't think $500,000 is fuck you money, but no, it's certainly not fuck you money.
No, but you know what it is?
$5 million isn't fuck you money.
Okay, so you get $500,000. Kevin's going to take 40% of that.
Okay.
No, that's
fair enough. Yeah.
No, that's the going rate.
So it's, I get like what, $3,500? I mean,
that's the going rate. Yeah. So let me see. 500 times 0.6 is what you got left. You got 300 grand.
Okay.
I don't know. I think you have to pay. I don't know if you have to pay taxes on a lawsuit.
Right, so let's just say 250.
Yeah, 250.
250 is great.
And so what that is it's not fuck you for the rest of my life money.
But it's a house or a down payment.
Yeah, it's a house or a down payment on a house, or it's a. I don't have to stress out about being $80 short on my budget this month,
right?
Because I got some
inflation. It would have been nice money to have for sure, but I fucked up. I shouldn't have done it. So it was my bad.
It's all right. No big deal.
Sorry. Yeah.
What else you got going on? Can we clean up the front a little bit? It looks like fucking shit. We got that table out there. We still got those logs.
RIP all those dead eggs.
And then we still got those logs. And then we got a big fucking whole big bundle of leaves and
pine needles.
It's like shit.
Can I pick a ball with you at some point?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We go to pickleball. Next thing you know, some shit happens.
No. I mean, like, you know, with Merch Crick or, you know, like as a group.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Have you ever played it?
No. I played table tennis. Pretty good.
You know, actually, you would like pickleball, and I think you would be good at it.
Thank you. I probably would be.
You know, you're pretty good side. Like, I think you're quick side to side.
Yep.
And I think you got decent. I think you got decent hand-eye coordination.
I have pretty good hand-eye coordination.
And it does. You know it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, maybe one of these days.
All right, sweet.
You stop throwing my name around and fucking standing people up.
I did feel bad about that.
But, she should.
Yeah, I did.
And then you got called out on the shit.
I did. I thought we were just, you know, it was almost 2 weeks ago, so I thought it was over. Yeah, sure.
Lummi, anytime, you know, you can catch her fucking up, you should tell on her, you know?
Okay. And video it?
No, not video. Just bring it to my attention on the air. Be like, hey, Bubba. Yes, Lummi. Ask Anna how she how the music festival went.
Lummi!
She used the show to get free credentials. Because you would know. Lummi, did you know that she got free credentials?
Yeah, of course. We talked about it on the air.
Okay, well, you should have brought it up. Be like, hey, Anna, you know, it's Tuesday for Memorial Day. Big, you know, fucking music festival. Yeah, use Bubba's names to get full, I don't know, $600 worth of fucking VIP passes.
Where's the videos
of hot, skinny, 19-year-old fucking on ecstasy
pasties,
bitches?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you probably could have gotten some pretty damn good.
Oh, it would have been great. Yeah.
Fucking, because those bitches that go there, they fall out on drugs, are they not?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they just fucking ecstasied and GHB'd and methed out?
Sometimes it's sad, like, but it's mostly funny.
What's the drug of choice at
Molly. Yeah. Or acid, but mostly Molly.
But is that ecstasy. Now, what does Molly do to you? Does it just make you want
to
fuck?
You know, it's one of those things where it's really, really hard to explain to someone who hasn't done it before. But it's, I don't know, Mach, you want to help me out here?
Mach, go ahead.
It's called an empathogen. Like, that's the type of drug it is. You just feel really connected to everyone. It's just a massive surge of serotonin, so you feel fucking amazing. But it's not like alcohol. It's different. Mach?
Munch?
Oh, yeah, don't touch that stuff, clean body.
You've never done Molly?
I never done Molly. I don't know.
Red do shit? No? No one's even tried or been curious?
No.
But I got a bunch of it, allegedly. Do you want some?
No.
Okay, sorry. Jesus.
So,
I'll send you a text after the show.
I'll take some protein.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Molly. So you got a bunch of Molly?
I don't know.
Allegedly.
Maybe
we should all drop Molly and do a show.
Maybe I tried some recently and I didn't have any fentanyl strips and
we need a disclaimer on that. And there's too much fentanyl going around. Yeah. Seriously.
No, there is.
Then fuck that.
Here's what happened. Here's what happened. So I maybe allegedly got some and I didn't maybe allegedly have any fentanyl strips. And then maybe allegedly I had a friend who was interested in taking it. So maybe allegedly I gave it to him and then waited 30 minutes. And when he was fine, then I took some.
Allegedly.
And how did it go?
It's fucking awesome. It was a lot of fun. But I waited. I literally gave it to somebody else and I said, hey, this hasn't been tested. Do you want to try it? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. Then I waited about 45 minutes and he's like, this is amazing. I said, all right, I'll take some now.
All right. So you took it.
I had a human fentanyl strip.
But no, hold on now. I mean, yeah. Let's be honest. I mean,
fentanyl in his body for a couple hours.
But hold on now. You took it.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, you know.
Oh, it was fine. I haven't taken it probably in about 3 years.
I know you were fine, but tell us what, like, you know, were you blown up? You know, like.
No. I mean, I probably could have handled a little bit more and been fine. But again, I was just easing back into the game, so I didn't want to overdo it. But it was fucking awesome. You just feel great. It's just a rush of serotonin. Now, you might feel a little fried the next day, which is why you have to cushion with the 5-HTP, which I learned late in the game.
For a week?
Usually people start, three days before.
What's a 5-HPT?
HTP.
It's like a B vitamin. It's for neural health.
Right.
It's literally just an over-the-counter. It's like vitamin C, essentially. A few days before.
Before you molly up, you got a vitamin B up, and then after you molly up, you got a vitamin B down?
I would recommend doing that.
Why are you destroying brain? I mean, are you destroying?
Oh, yeah,
your mind. I can't. I don't have a lot left. Me and Lummi are fucked.
Well, you think all the shit you're doing doesn't fuck you up?
No, it makes me
or
fucking.
Or eating cheesecake. We all take risks here and there because sometimes it's fun.
My shit doesn't have fentanyl in it.
I'm not taking any shit that maybe, you know. I am taking some shit that could kill me. I'm just saying. Just,
yeah,
you know,
if you overdo it, right?
Abuse?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, I don't want
to. It also screws up your sleep pattern for like 2 or 3 days.
Oh, yeah. My sleep pattern's already fucked up. I was thinking about, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh.
I was thinking about Lummi. I'll just say it. I was thinking about Lummi maybe during the Christmas break trying to get off my sleep meds.
Whoa, really? Just try to do it naturally?
You're going to be a fucking bitch during Christmas.
Well,
oh,
I'm going to say, like, how many days do you have to go? before your body will eventually just go to sleep.
With you, it's probably going to be a few days.
For real?
I think. I don't know. I've never been not addicted.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that my lifestyle of getting up at 2:15 and being at the gym by 3, working out till 4, coming to the studios, because I'm coming in earlier now. I get here at 4:30, 4:45, if you guys noticed. And in order to do that, I have to go to bed by like 6 or 7 because I'm really big on sleep. And so, Anna, I don't know that even if you don't have sleep medication, I don't know if that's obtainable. I don't know if you can do that naturally.
You probably could if you force yourself to wake up at 2:30 every day. You'd get tired 2:15. Around 2:15. You'd get tired around 6.
I am.
Yeah, right.
I am tired, but I just throw stuff on it to make sure that I get into a deep fucking hibernation.
Yeah. Yeah. That would take a while to reset your body.
I got
to
think, Lummy. I mean, I got it so dialed in. I got the Bubba, the Bubba fucking it factor pharmacy. I got it so dialed in that why would I fuck with it?
I mean, I think it's a good idea to go off that shit.
You think I should get off of it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. The woman who just did Molly that.
Yeah, once every 3 years. I don't take it every night.
And Bubba's prescribed it by doctors, and all his doctors say go for it.
Yeah.
Because we know how much Big Pharma cares about our health.
Queen, lover of the throne, once you have me, I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing up my phone saying, baby, I want to come home. There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better. Right?
Come get this receipt.
I got a whole bunch of shit going on in my...
You should try magnesium. Doesn't that help you sleep? And melatonin?
Not really.
You're like, bitch, I'm used to bars.
Yeah, I mean, magnesium compared to bars.
Yeah.
that's going to be
embarrassing.
Right.
Right, sorry.
Be like, you're used to fucking, and now you're just making out.
Right.
But you've been fucking.
Right.
And now I'm just going to make out, and that's going to be able to...
Hopefully I come from that.
Yeah, that's gonna sexually. You're used to full blown fucking, right, Lummy?
Yeah.
And then now your girlfriend just says, to be able to satisfy your sexual appetite, we're just gonna kiss.
Did you finish?
Bitch, I was we used to be fucking,
right?
And now we're just kissing. That would be like me going from where I go to now to some fucking over the counter. Magnesium,
right.
Melatonin,
you're
fucking,
right.
NyQuil with a Benadryl kicker.
No, none of that.
Please. There's nothing over the counter that can put me to sleep.
Well, if you take enough of it.
Not really. I mean...
Have you tried?
I mean, eventually I blow out my liver if I'm taking 15 Benadryls
a
night.
That's true. That shit fucks me up bad.
Benadryl?
Yeah, I got bit by a bunch of mosquitoes, really, really, really bad, probably about 7 years ago when I first moved to Florida. I took two Benadryls, and then I tried to drive to work, and I was driving over curves and shit.
You're such a paper tiger.
Yeah, it was bad. I should not have been on the road.
Two Benadryls won't do shit. I mean, two
Benadryls, 20 hours later, tried to drive to work, and I was rolling up on curbs and shit.
Bitch, let me tell you, I used to take... Let me, if I was going to... If I had a crick coming over...
Yeah.
I'd take, if you take a Viagra or a Cialis, sometimes it'll give you a cold that make this big blood rush to your,
dick?
No, to your, you get all flushed and you get a cold.
You get a runny nose, right?
Why do you get
a runny nose? And it's flushing, it's increasing your blood supply to your cock, and in doing that, it kind of gives you one of the side effects of Viagra and Cialis is it gives you a cold like symptom. So you have a runny nose. But so what you do, if you had a crick coming over, Lummy, is you take, you take your hard dick willies and then you take half of a perk so that you don't come too fast.
Yep.
Then you take 3 Benadryls and then 3 Tylenols because sometimes it gives you a headache too. And then you swig that down with some NyQuil, and you can fuck all night long. I mean, literally, you can
really
fuck Lummy. You can literally fuck Lummy. Then the bitch will be like, what? In the, what planet is this guy on? Like a good straight, 60-minute straight fucking.
Just straight pounding.
Just straight porn star fucking. And then you know you took the half
sponsored
the
per- by
you took the Percocet, half the you took half Michael. The perk took half the perk Lummy, so that's desensitizing your dick.
Yep.
But then you got the Viagra, which is blowing your dick up, and then you got the Benadryl, which is taking the cold like symptoms away, and then the Tylenol, which takes the headache away. Woo. And you swig them down with a little NyQuil, take the edge off.
You must be so fucked up though too. Like,
no,
in
I'm
your
not.
Mind.
The only thing that's fucked up is how big my cock looks.
Oh right.
How hard it is.
It's yeah. like a penis pump.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, see, that's before I even had the penis pump.
Can you imagine now?
I had a girl coming over, you know, and I'd fucking take all that shit about noon. Mm. Takes about good 3-4 hours for that to really to get set in. And it takes about 3 or 4 hours, let me, for that to get all cut in real nice.
Of course.
What if she's like, I'm coming over in 20? No!
Well, that's all right.
Really?
Sure.
Oh.
Well, get ready.
You just got to wait a little bit.
Oh. First of all, there ain't no bitch coming over in 20 minutes.
No.
I got my shit all laid out. I know when they're coming over.
And if she says 20, you know it really means 45, 50.
And plus, I'm not even talking to bitches that are coming over in 20 minutes. Please,
right,
get out
right.
of here.
Please.
Fuck out of here. I was doing 2 days. Let me, I get off work at 9 to 8 Rock. I have the first one at noon and the second one at 4. Pass out at 6, 7. Woo. Get back up at, I don't know, whenever the fuck.
Yeah,
did you have
the
you
fuck
ever
you wanted to
eaten during a fuck?
Anna, look at me and answer the question inside your health. Your little fucking peanut
like,
head.
Like during sex, like in you're having intercourse. Are you having a snack?
No.
You've done that.
Man, you really think I'm a degenerate?
No, no,
fuck,
no. I'm just because
no.
Here's the thing. There's nothing that you haven't done. So I'm trying to find something that you haven't done besides you. I mean, well, not stuff with boys, but you've done like butt stuff. Didn't end well.
I've done butt stuff, but not with men.
That's what I mean. So I'm trying to find like where the boundary is.
And I don't really like my butt messed with.
You've had someone like tickle your...
Yeah, I mean, we've all had some girls.
Sure, like a thumb.
Hold on.
No,
hold on. Let me just burn a timeout and everybody's going to be fucking honest here. I've had a girl lick my butt before. My butthole.
Was it Holly?
Don't worry about who licked my butthole, but I've had my butthole licked. Lummy, have you ever had your butthole licked?
Yes.
Yeah. Rhett?
No.
Macho Man, have you ever had your butthole licked? Great.
Oh, yeah, boy.
He started laughing. He doesn't want to answer.
I'm not answering the question. Anna.
I plead the fifth.
Anna, have you ever, A, had your butthole licked, or B, licked a butthole? Yes and yes. And don't be a lying fucking plug-ola bitch that you are on a plug-ola Hummel.
Yes and no.
So meaning
I've never licked a boy butthole before. It fucking scares
never
me.
Licked...
And no one's ever requested it, so that's fine.
I don't think as soon as you get home, Blitz isn't gonna have his ass cheeks spread and said requesting butthole licking. He didn't have a hair on his ass if he's not. If he's
got lots of hairs on his ass, it's a problem.
Listen, motherfucker, you need to be, as soon as she walks in, you need to be bent over at the waist with your ass spread, your balls are hanging, and say, butthole request, butthole lick requested. Because the bitch formed it as a request. She's never been requested. And that's all you got to say. And she's obligated to do it. If you've ever wanted her to lick your butthole, now is the window of butthole licking opportunity, Blitz. And Anna, tomorrow you're coming in and giving us a butthole licking report, and all you're going to say is, I'm just going to say, Anna, did you do it?
Yeah.
And you're just going to say yes or no. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Dan's not going to be here to fuck with you. It's just going to be me and Lummy and fucking Red and the Monch.
Okay.
Because, oh, God, Anna.
What?
You may have to, let me ask you a question.
Oh, no.
If.
Yeah.
He does. If he's listening,
yeah,
and he does request one,
mm-hmm.
because will you do it today?
If, God.
If he's
he
fresh.
Would have to, like, get in the shower, like, fresh out the shower.
Bitch, if you're driving home and he texts
fresh.
You and says, guess where I'm at right now? You
like,
go, what?
I want the little droplets on his back, like, that yeah, fresh.
That motherfucker can be drying off as you pull up, okay?
Yeah.
I got every parameter covered here.
Oh, man.
Literally. Hair still wet.
Yeah.
Then you're licking some ass. You got to, Anna.
I would do it for him.
Perfect. Rhett, you've never had your asshole licked?
No.
But you've licked an asshole.
Have you licked an asshole before?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
See?
Hello?
Bubba.
Yeah.
You're lying about not eating when you were fucking.
He's going to bring up the BK Stacker thing, though, which is what I didn't bring up because technically I don't.
BK Stacker.
I don't know that I was. I don't know that I was actually in the middle of fucking. I think I may chose a big BK Stacker over fucking, but I don't know that I was actually in her.
Well, technically, what the story was is that you were. She was on top, and she said, "What are you thinking about?" And you said, "You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about a BK Stacker."
Yeah, and so I wasn't eating one. I was just thinking about one.
Supposedly, then she got off and drove to Burger King and got you one and then came back and rode you while you ate the BK Stacker. I didn't bring that up to you, Bubba, but that's why I didn't say anything.
Can
but
you,
yes.
Can you?
Well, there's a song about it. That's why I said it. BK Stacker in Paradise.
I know, but did she really? Did that really happen?
That's what you said. You said that she when she came back from Burger King, you ate it while she rode you.
BK okay. Stacker in Paradise.
I didn't want to bring it up, Bubba, but obviously this guy called.
All right, buddy.
I knew it, so I'm sorry.
Anna, I may have fucked. I may have been eating. I may have at one time. And the good thing about it is my wife actually went and bought the BK Stacker for me, brought it back so that she could probably get that fuck in.
Yeah, so you could keep fucking her.
Right.
To keep you hard.
All right, buddy. You know what? You called me out. I'm guilty as charged. Yes, I've fucked while eating before. BK Stacker in Paradise. Caller one, Bubba Zero. You got me, buddy. You got me.
Oh, damn.
I gotta go. Thank you. It's Twitch Tuesday. I think we had a good little show here.
Yeah, that was
plug
fun.
Old one ass licking bitch.
Yeah, that's me.
I mean it, Anna. I need to know when you're slinging the name around town,
bitch.
I
already know.
Also, I need blind copied on those letters that you're going to start sending out.
100%.
Thank you, Lummy. I think we did pretty good over here.
Sure did. Level 10, 98%.
Yeah. Holyoke Joe. Is there a problem with Iggy? Is he mad about something?
Well, listen, what? Show's over. We'll talk about it after.
Oh, shit.
Is there Iggy drama?
Bubba, we'll talk about it after. If that's okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You guys put so much pressure on me. Why?
Well, I wasn't. I mean, thank you, Holyoke Joe, for bringing things up.